Welcome everyone, Bez Hashem. We're learning Mishnah Berurah and Simin Yud Beis, Sif Katan Gimel, it's Mishnah number 40. And this is also the last day of this man before Pesach. Bez Hashem, we'll have other recordings. Yud Aleph Nisan Toshin Pei Beis, April 12th, 2022. What we're going to do here is we're going to begin from the beginning of Sif Aleph in Simin Yud Beis, Dvarim HaPoisel Metzitzis, and pick off from Sif Katan Gimel. It's actually, if you turn the page to the left, you'll see it's a very large Sif Aleph. Wow. Excuse me. So the Mechaber tells us, in the beginning of Sif Aleph, Im nifseku kol chuti akonof, v'nishtai bem kedei anivos kol achutim hapsukim biyachad. You have the four strings that we already discussed in the previous simon that got ripped. Im nifseku, they got cut. Kol chuti akonof, all the strings of the corner. V'nishtai behem, but you have the length of the strings that are remaining, is kidei anivas kol achutim, is enough string that's remaining to wrap the other strings that got severed. Kol achutim apsukim biyachad, you can wrap them around together. So just in your mind, picture making a bow over four other strings. So if you have that length of string left, then that string that you have left is kosher. Now, how big is that? So I saw Bir Halacha brought down that it's two gudlin. How much is a gudl? Okay, a gudl is your thumb knuckle. So two gudlin is the, if you think about it, it's so much string. You don't need so much to make a bow around those four strings. So it's approximately, as I said, 2 inches maybe approximately. Right? A thumb knuckle, maybe like an inch, an average sized person. So, if you have that amount of string of your tzitzis left, it's kosher still. If you don't have the amount of kidei aniva left, turning the page now, even in one string, meaning, so the whole entire string, you don't have kedei aniva on both of the string, it's possible. Now that's what we're up to here in Sif Katan Gimel. Shenifsa kulay ritzalayma shevishnei roshov. So it got ripped on both sides. Not just on one side where you have four strings, but on the other side also where you have four strings. Both sides are ripped. And we're assuming now that it's the same string. Ratzalayma shevishnei roshov. It's possible, even though the rest of the three strings, which means six, are 100% complete and intact. Now listen to this. If you have kidei aniva, enough string to make a bow, from both ends, if you combine the amount of string that's left, so here what's going on? You have your tzitzis. You have four strings on the right side, four strings on the left side, and then three are totally on each side intact, 100% good, but one on each side is less than kidei aniva. But if you put those together, you have kidei aniva. So the question is, can you combine those two together and say, oh, I have kidei aniva? So then that string, that fourth string, is still kosher, and my tzitzis are good. Can you do that? That's the shayla here. There's a shayla as to whether or not this works. That we should be machmer, and we should not be combining both sides together. And even if there's a doubt as to whether or not the two strings that are ripped are the same string or a different string, and therefore there's a svek sveiko, so generally speaking, svek sveiko is mutter. Two doubts, we say generally speaking, is mutter. Maybe it's two different strings, so therefore it should be okay. And furthermore, maybe we say that we're mitzvah if we combine the two together. Afilu hach yesh lahachmer. Still, yesh lahachmer, mishum de tzitzis mitzuyin hein. Why? So you see like this. You see a scenario that even though you have a sex sveikah, we don't say, okay, it's mutter, because there's something else, an overriding principle. What's that? It's not so difficult to get tzitzis. So it sounds like, we're not getting to the longest now of a sex sveikah and the Shav Shemayis, we're not getting to that now. But it sounds like that a sex sveikah is like a bidyevit. Because if you have tzitzis available, and of course there's room to argue on that approach, but if you have tzitzis available, so you have to get more tzitzis. But why have to get more tzitzis? You have a sex sveikah, so it should be mutter. Ah, so you see the sex sveikah is not that strong in the place where you can get new tzitzis. Fine. The Haaretz HaChaim, Mekel B'Chagoyin said, the Haaretz HaChaim is lenient in the case we have a sex sveikah. So apparently it depends, how do you learn a sex sveikah? That's what it sounds like the Machloikis is. V'nirat im yesh ve'echod me'aroshin k'dei lano ifchut echod b'vad yesh es meichalof. So he says, if one of the ends have enough thread, enough string left to make an aniva, to make a bow, then you can be lenient and your tzitzis are okay. I want to share with you a chaznish that's brought down here in the Dirshu note number 3 in the older edition, original edition. And he says like this, the Mishnah had a shailu as to whether or not a person can combine the two strings on each side and then add them together, and then you have kidei aniva. Ish is topic. Imahani. Says the Chazon Ish, shedover teimuhu letzareif es shnei rosh yachut l'shir. Says, I don't understand, says the Chazon Ish. What's the havamina? How can I think that I can combine both sides of the strings to create the shear, the measurement of kidei aniva, of a bow? The chol anof tzarech shir gadumin la'atzmai. Because each of the anof, meaning the strings themselves, need to be the proper measurement of 12 gudlin. They have to have their own proper measurement. V'ein l'shnei rosh yachot kesher zeim zeh. He says, there's no shaychus. The strings on the right side, the four strings on the right side, have no shaychus, the strings on the left side, even though it's the same string. The Chazon Ish doesn't hear the shaila at all. The Chazon Ish doesn't see how you can even entertain the possibility of combining the two together. Doesn't see it all out. Okay. So he says, in Cain, I'm sorry, so the Chazon Ish says, the cost of Shalafiza nearest Shein Etzarev Davarzeh Afilu Kisnif Lahakel. So the Chazon Ish says, we should not combine any of this as a sniff, as a reason to be lenient. We should not have any possibilities of combining both sides together. That was Sifkat and Gimel. Mechaber told us on the top of the page, you have this one string, afil b'chut echot, shenisa kulo, if the whole string ripped, so you only have three strings now, it's possible. Explains the Mishnah and Sifkat and Dalet. First he says, take a look later on in Sif Gimel, that will elaborate on this din. Well, kol yamo, everyone agrees, im nifsek chut echot, mi'ikoroi, nahayin debemokim chiburei bekonof, deposol. Everyone agrees that if your string is severed, it's cut, where you attach your tzitzis to the beged on the corner, if you have one string that's cut over there, it's possible. And therefore, it says the Taz, Alkein roi l'chol yirei shemai mishiyayin b'shaz b'diko gam b'tchilus moitzom ala tzitzis dain b'mokam mishchiburoi b'konof im yesh shom kra. The Taz says, the same way we check our tzitzis every day to make sure the strings that are hanging down are intact, are kosher, adds the Taz to that, we should also make sure to check the kesher around the actual beged. We have to make sure over there also that is attached as well. So that's something to be checking. It takes a matter of seconds. When you have all your tzitzis, you can either do it before you put it on in the morning, or before you put it away into your talis deck or into your talis bag. You have the talis, the tzitzis hanging down off your shoulder. You take mamish a few seconds to take a look, make sure everything is connected, the four are connected on both sides, as well as your strings. Now, it's very, very uncommon for the string around the beged, your tzitzis around the beged, to be detached. Very, very uncommon. It is common that you'll have the strings themselves that do get caught in between the chair, you know, the part of the chair that goes up and the legs of the chair, especially by folding chairs. That's very common. You're going to get an aliyah and the person's talus falls down, he's moving quickly. Before you know it, you give it a little yank because you don't want to keep the tzibur waiting, and you just ripped your tzitzis. Okay, so that's why you have to check that. But here also, check the corner where your strings go through, the tzitzis go through. Mechaber says on top of the page, Hilkoch, therefore, Kevin shekol echad kafel l'shnayim, since each one is kafel, is folded over l'shnayim to two, Kevin shekol echad kafel l'shnayim, noyagim l'dakdek be'es asiyas atzitzis, the minig is l'dakdek, to be precise and careful, when you make the tzitzis, losay simin ba'abaroshim, to make a sign on one side of the four strings that they're staying on the right side, for example, and the strings on the left side are staying on the left side of the kesher, of the knot. Be'inin shili oylam ha'abaroshim hey mitzad echod shal ha'kesher ha'abaroshim mitzad ha'acher. So you have the kesher, the knot in between. Like, let's say my knuckles are the kesher, and you have four strings coming on one side, four strings coming on the other side. And one of the suggestions, examples that they use to make a simon is to make a slip knot around one side of the four. So you would take one over here, you make a slip knot when you start making them, the tzitzis, and that's what you do. And you know that on the one side by the kesher, these four are all together, and the other four are together. You're using these to go around. And this way, you'll know that, what's the benefit of this? The benefit is very simple now. The benefit is that if one string on your right side, for example, of your tzitzis totally rips down, there's barely enough string left to even grab onto it. But you know on the other side, you have a whole string left. So it's 100% kosher. It's 100% kosher. Even if you have two strings on the right side that rip like this, you know you have the two strings on the other side that are totally kosher. That's why it's important to do this, to make sure that four strings stay on one side and the four strings stay on the other side. The Mishmur says, Sif Katin Hei, Shnei Roshim, you don't have the amount of string of tzitzis to make a bow. But if in one of them you have kidei aniva, then it's kosher. Why? Why? What's the problem here? So we said, Mechaber Hilkach, Kevin Shekol Echad Kofel Shnayim, Inisiku Shnei Roshim. If two strings ripped, it's possible, because maybe it's the same string. Shema nifsak chud echod. Explains the Mishmur Sifkat Nevav, Ritzu Leimar, Afim shnei ha-nifsakim mitzad echod. Even if two strings are on the right side that ripped, if you weren't careful, like the Mechaber says in the next line, to make sure that four stay on the right and four stay on the left, maybe it's the same string. Kevin shloi dik-dik beis asiyah, since you weren't careful when you made it, that the four strings should stay on the right and four strings should stay on the left. Now, there is room to ask a question. Maybe it's just a safek here. So what's the big deal? What's the problem here? So, in other words, you have the majority of the strings are still intact. Maybe we can still say that it's from the other side. So the answer is like this. One answer one can give is that we're discussing when the person makes a bracha. What happens when a person makes a bracha? You have to make sure that the bracha is valid. Since the severity of making a bracha is at stake over here, in vain, bracha levatola, so that's why, even though there's reason to assume, according to statistics, that it's the other string on the other side, right? Majority of it, only once, you know, even two strings ripped, you have reason to assume majority. But because of the bracha levatola, we're machmir with this. Sifkot in Zayin. Let's read further in the Mechaber. So we said in the Mechaber, therefore make a simen on one side to make sure that when it rips, you know it's ripping from only one side and not on the, both sides. So he says like this. He says, Im nitzaku shnei roshim mitzad echad, kosher. Mechaber says, if ripped, you have on the right side of your tzitzis. So once again, you have the right side, the kesher, the knot, and then the left side. Okay, is that clear? Okay. So you have on the right side two strings ripped. And these things happen. Two strings ripped. What's the halacha? It's kosher. The vadish nechutim hay, because we said it's two different strings. And we said that we just read a line above that we're careful to make sure that you make a simen around four strings. So if two strings rip, you definitely have four complete strings on the other side. The vadish nechutim heim v'harei nishtai mikol echad haroi shasheni shu yoisi michdei aniva. And you definitely have on the other side more than kidei aniva. You have the whole strings on the left side that are totally intact. Says the Mishra here in Sifkot and Zayin, Shnei Roshim, Hu Adin, so too. Afilu kol ha-roshim nifsaku mitzad echad. You hear this? Even if you have all four that ripped on one side.
Wow.
Umei ha-arba roshim shmitzad ha-sheni lo nishtayer b'chol echad rakadei aniva. Gam kin kosher. And on the left side in our example, you only have kadei aniva. It's still kosher.
Wow.
Right? So, sometimes people sit this rip. And they think, oh, okay, it's possible. No. We're saying it's still kosher. Why? The nifsol deyazu, according to this opinion, it's not possible. Raki mechasa chut echad b'shnei roshav. Unless you have one complete string on the right side of the kesher and the left side of the kesher, that is totally gone. You don't have a kedei aniv on either side. This is the Mechaber says you have on the second side enough string, enough tzitzis left to make a bow, kedei aniva. Lav dafkahu. Doesn't mean that you have to have more than kedei aniva. He says yoyse mechdei aniva. It doesn't mean you have to have more than kedei aniva. You could have kedei aniva is sufficient to make enough of a bow on the other side is sufficient to be kosher. Now we have a question. Every once in a while we see the Mishnah writes down a question. Shailu. Chuti atzitzis shenifsaku v'choze v'koshron. You hear the case? You have your strings. You have your tzitzis. You have your tzitzis. Shenifsaku v'choze v'koshron. You go back. V'koshron. And you tie them again. Does it help? This, Adi Akshira, that you tie the two together, does it help now that it's called a complete string? You have the case. You have a string that ripped. So what did you do? You picked it up and you tied it together. A Kesher Shel Kayam, a Mamish, a very strong tie, strong knot. Is that now considered a complete string? You did surgery in your tzitzis. You put it back together. So the achoinim say, the halacha is as follows. It depends. If originally, before you made the tzitzis from the strings, then the tzitzis ripped, and you made a kesher kayama. Va'achakach osman tzitzis, and then you made it tzitzis kosher. Why? The kshira have a chibur gomer, because the kshira is a chibur gomer. Let's explain what's going on. You have strings, and they're ripped. So what do? You tied it together, and then you made your tzitzis. Before you made tzitzis, so before you made your tzitzis, your string that you had ripped. So you said, oh, what's going on here? It ripped. I need to be 12 gudlin. So you tied it together, mamish is not going anywhere. Then you make your tzitzis, you're good. It's kosher. Because when you made your tzitzis, you already made it, but before that, it was tied together. Those two strings were one. You made it like one. Perhaps you could use crazy glue today and reattach it. Your mom should do surgery on your tzitzis. Now, he says further, v'chein la'achar she'nasa b'achshir, after it was made b'achshir, da'ainu, in nisak roish echod, if one end rips, after you put the tzitzis in the baguette, if one end rips, so he says that if nisak roish echad, one side rips, after you put it in your tzitzis, even though you don't have kidei aniva, it helps mahani lekosher yata to tie it together. Why? And even if the other end's going to rip, it's still kosher. Why? Since at the time you put the tzitzis in, it was kosher. But if the tzitzis got shorter to the point that you don't have enough string, enough tzitzis, the length is not kosher anymore, both ends were severed. And you don't have the mount to make a bow on either side. Or the tzitzis got ripped in the place of the hole, like we discussed above, at the end of Sifkat and Dalit. That doesn't help. That doesn't help. Why not? Because now we have a problem of tase lemon asui. Because now you have strings on the beged, and then you're fixing it after the fact, after it's already on the beged. So when does it help to tie the strings, the tzitzis together? That's before you make the tzitzis. That's before you make the tzitzis. That's when it helps. But after you already have the tzitzis on, then they're ripped, it's not going to help to retie it while it's still attached. If originally when you put the string, the tzitzis, through the hole, it was too short when you made the tzitzis, it will not help to tie it after you already made the first kricha, the first wrapping, and the kshira of the first wrappings. Because then it's already tasim and osi, because after the first wrapping and after the first kesher, that's already fulfillment of the raisa of making the tzitzis, and you cannot tie it after that point, as it was discussed earlier in Simon Yud Aleph Sifya Gimel in regards to chasach rosh yachutin, if they caught the tops of the chutin. So this was the first part of the mechaber. The next part of the mechaber is discussed in the latter part of Sif Aleph, and that's Shitas Rabbeinu Tam, which will stop here for this year.